Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And for a few minutes, I want to do a call-in now for parents who are on the bubble between sending your kids to public or private school this year. Call us if that includes you at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We ask in part because this is the first day of public school in New York City. So some of you New York City parents are maybe sitting back in your recliner or your straight back chair, straight up to save your back or whatever it is, and breathing a sigh of relief that summer is finally over and you don't have to be with that kid of yours who you love dearly 24 hours a day. So we ask in part because it's the first day of public school in the city, and we ask in part because of a widely shared article on Slate by Allison Benedict with a headline, "If you send your kid to private school, you are a bad person." That was the headline. And her argument was that when parents with the means to send their child to private school do so, they deprive the public schools of their involvement. She wrote, "Everyone needs to be invested in our public schools in order for them to get better. Not just lip service investment or property tax investment, but real flesh and blood offspring investment. Your local school stinks, but you don't send your child there, then its badness is just something you deplore in the abstract. Your local school stinks and you do send your child there, I bet you are going to do everything within your power to make it better," unquote. So that was obviously a controversial argument to make, but there are real parents among you, we know, who face this pivotal decision between public schools and private schools. And obviously, we're talking to people for this conversation who have enough means to even be faced with that decision. If you were one of those parents on the bubble, seriously considering one or the other for your child for this fall, call us and tell us a little bit about your decision-making process. And did you take that Allison Benedict argument into account? Did it occur to you that it's not only better or worse for your child to do whatever you decided? Every parent wants to act in their child's own best interests, but it's somehow bad for society for you to leave the public school system, to deprive the public schools of your perfect child. Haha, no, didn't really mean to put it that way, but to deprive the public schools of your family and your obviously involved family if you're even making this choice and struggling over it. So call us if you were on that bubble. Which way did you go, and did you take that argument into account that it somehow makes you a bad person or withdrawing from society to go to a public, a private school at all with your kid? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, and we'll take those calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we'll take those calls from parents who are on the bubble between sending your kids to public or a private school this year, and we'll start with Sarah in Highland Lakes. Hi, Sarah. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Brian. I am a product of public schools, went to PS19, then moved to Chicago, went to the great public schools there, tested into the gifted program, never paid a dime. I live in Highland Lakes, New Jersey, and my daughter goes to private school. She has 11 kids in her class. Her buddies are going to school with kids, and it averages, 25 kids per classroom.
So what did you think when you heard the paragraph that I just read from that article on Slate?
You know, I understand it, and I'm still involved and still engaged. I'm part of the women's club in my town, but you know what? I have to do best by my kids. I'm still involved, but you know what? We don't support our public education enough. And I'm going to fight for the right for public education, but not at my kids' expense. I just can't do it. But what I will say is that I am involved and I do get out. I vote. I participate in my local elections. But I feel that guilt knowing that because I can afford it, my daughter already has a leg up. And it is. I do feel that guilt, but not enough not to do it.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And Stephen in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, good morning. We decided to send our four-year-old to a private school in Brooklyn named Brooklyn Free Space, although it's far from free, because we weren't able to get a full-time pre-K spot at our zone school. We were basically pushed into this decision, and it's unfortunate. We're not happy about it, but what choice did we have?
So this is pre-K?
This is pre-K, so it's not kindergarten, first grade, or whatever, but it's still school, and it's still, we still, whatever, in a public school, we did apply. We did get accepted for a half-day program, which is about 2 hours, so by the time we drop her off, we'd have to pick her back up once we turn around and go home, so there's really no purpose of having her in the program at all. We felt like she was going to be losing out, so we decided to bite the bullet and pay for private school again.
Stephen, thank you very much. And maybe that's a little different, because it was sounds like it was maybe private school or no school if they couldn't get a public pre-K slot. I think that's an issue in the mayor's race, isn't it? Bruce on the Upper East Side, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bruce.
How do you do, sir?
So what was your situation?
Well, it was not unlike your previous guest. I guess the reason that I'm on the bubble is every twice a year I have to write a check to this school, to the private school, and it's a large check. Checks. I have two children in private school now. And I would like very much not to have to write those checks, but every time I walk by a New York City public school, I'm glad I write it. I mean, I couldn't look in the mirror if I didn't.
What grades are your kids in?
I have one that just entered first grade, and my one daughter in first and one daughter in sixth.
You know, there are people going crazy right now hearing you say this because there are some fabulous public schools on the Upper East Side.
Does that mean that I would be able to get into them?
Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah. But did
all
you...
All I had to do was write a check, and these people have been giving my children a wonderful education. They enjoy going to school. They look forward to it. As far as the me not being a good corporate citizen, I guess I would have to make the argument, who left who? Did I leave the public school system, or did the public school system abandon me and my children? I mean,
by not having the quality of education.
Well, I'll take a bullet for a local citizen if I think it's going to save their life. I'll lie down on a grenade. But am I going to sacrifice my children and my children's safety and my children's education and my children's everything for a community good and a community loss? And I'm willing to say that to you right now.
Bruce, thank you very much. And Peter in Huntington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Brian. How are you? This is actually a great subject. Both my kids are in public school. We did briefly look at private school, but as a very active parent, what I could tell you is that in the case on Long Island, at least, the majority of the private schools, if you were able to pay on your own, but not paying through your tax dollars, so meaning you had a choice, it would actually be half the cost to send my kids to private school than what we're effectively paying to send them to public school. And I would say ranking-wise, the private schools, my kids happen to go to a very good school district, but as far as ranking and education, they would get potentially a better education at half the cost. So it's not always public-private. It's really, do you have the ability to decide where your dollar is going to be spent?
Peter, thank you. And Bob in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to point out that my two daughters went to private school, Ethical Culture in Fieldston, and we were a scholarship. We were a middle-class family, and we just applied, and when we got in, we got a scholarship. We did have to pay some money, but I personally had a very bad public education, and I just, you know, I couldn't say no to that.
And I guess that's something that people who think they can't afford private schools should keep in mind. There are scholarships out there, full scholarships or partial scholarships, if the decision hinges on that. Bob, thank you. And we're going to flip the script a little bit, I guess, for our last caller, because Nanina in Brooklyn, you send your child neither to a public school nor a private school, right?
Yeah, and I came across that article. I read it, and I was saying to your screener that I am neither that parent. I am the homeschool parent, and it's not because it's a good parent or bad parent, in my opinion. I think we came to life choices. I look at my daughter. She was very, very intelligent at the age of two. She was reading and everything, and I asked around. I got another parent's advice. And so I decided to homeschool her, and she is a great student now, and it's comfortable for us, and it's good for me time-wise, and it's fun that I have to spend time with her. I love to hang out with her. You know, she's one of your fan that calls all the time. I mean, at her, and I don't look at it as a bad parent or good parents. I would love to support my community, the public school. I'm a product of a public school as well. Mm-hmm. I would love to do that. But that's the way I look at it. It was my opinion. And I said, let me weigh in as a homeschool mom. And it's been phenomenal. And I love it. And it's fun. And she's smart. And, you know, and I wish all the parents out there good luck.
Nanina, thank you very much. And I know who your daughter is, a fabulous teenager who calls the show from time to time, and at least based on those phone calls, you have done a wonderful job. So we thank all the parents who called in and shared your struggles over this question. You can keep this conversation going on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Coming up next, we'll check out one of the most interesting and unusual art exhibits in the city this summer, the Gramsci Monument in the Bronx. It's art. It's politics. It's philosophy. It's a low-end restaurant. We'll talk about the Gramsci Monument right after this.